Well, cock-a-doodle-doo, and good morning to you. I'm Whitley Quickman, and this is your news at 10 o'clock. Our top story this hour, a lockdown at Furatu University is entering into its sixth week, with the institution's founding father, president, and former Ladyfinger mayor, Norman M. Furatu, still on the lam. A month and a half ago, President Furatu was charged with committing several human rights violations during his tenure as university president. The main violation, of course, being the consumption of various faculty members. After the sentence was passed at the Mutant County Courthouse, Mr. Furatu was reportedly heard saying in a surprised tone, quote, "Boy, you just can't eat anyone anymore," unquote. It was at that point that Mr. Furatu burst through several armed guards, fled down the courthouse stairs, transformed into a large bat, and fluttered away, seemingly into obscurity. In an interview with Marshall Van Helsing, the marshal was quoted as saying, quote, "I will find this demon scum, and I will end him. I stake his life on it. And I say I'll stake his life on it because when I find him, I will stab him in his undead heart with a stake till he bursts into flames and dies, in case my wordplay was lost on anyone," unquote. Yes, well, in other news, at 2:45 p.m. yesterday afternoon, it was ruled that further development of the newly amalgamated municipality of Ladymont Finger Springs would cease altogether, and that Ladyfinger would remain its own township for now, while neighboring Edgemont Springs continues its slow descent into the ever-eroding sinkhole. Oh dear. Here is a brief soundbite of the Honorable Judge Henry Hammersmasher delivering his final ruling.
Yes. Well, it is clear to me that when all is said and done, this concept at best was no more than an ill-devised attempt at humor, senselessly conceived by a very poor writer indeed. Ladymont Fingersprings? 'Tis a silly name. It is my professional judicial opinion that Mr. Teason ought to be ashamed of himself, as should you as well, Mr. Church, for allowing it to be in the final edit. I stake your life on it. That is all. Court adjourned.
Okay, then. Well, that was very meta. Moving on. We now go to our newly minted roving reporter, Tad Bilchner, who happens to be back on patrol this week with a member of Ladymont Fingers... Ladyfinger's finest officer, Quincy Podesky. Right now, it seems that they have made their way to the Mammoth's Foot, where I'm told that the officer is about to confront a small group of inebriated mutant youths. Good morning, Tad. What's the situation like out there at Ground Zero?
Well, Skittles, it looks like our Ladyfinger folk in blue haven't quite solved the old homeless muto-delinquent squatters debacle thinger that continues to be an issue over here at the meltdown site. While it seems as if the cardboard shanties and makeshift plastic tarp yurts are gone, things are still looking tense. Get it? Yurts. Tense. Tense. Whatever. As Officer Pigeon Boy Podesky is about to confront a gang of young muto reprobates who slithered their way past the gates to have another lick of the ma'am.
Lick of the what?
Ma'am. Lick of the ma'am. You know, ma'am. As in short for Mammoth's Foot. It's what the kids are calling the old nuclear reactor. Come on, Quibbly. Keep up with the lingo, Bingo.
You see, Whitley, the mutant kids are coming back here to this nub left of a silo to lick off the remaining radioactive remnants. When these isotopes are absorbed into the skin, it acts as a highly concentrated hallucinogen.
A what?
So the kids are able to get as high as kites on acid, basically. Well, Tad, I'm gonna do my thing. If you're coming out, make sure you stay directly behind me and stay in nice and tight so your mic will pick up all the action without getting any of that slug juice on ya.
I'm sorry, slug juice?
Slug is the name we're going with, Whit, to describe these little green freaks who loiter around getting high and spilling their slug goop everywhere. We've been able to find homes and families for most of these toxic little minions, but some of these older ones have found a way to slip through the cracks, figuratively and literally. And then they all wind up here to get their jollies. Oh, sorry, can I say jollies on the radio?
I'm not sure. We've never really been quite sure what jollies are, actually. It's probably best not to let Tad say it at any rate.
Whatever they are, these kids seem to get them here. Hopefully I can round these two up together now and get them with one good sprinkle. Can you please pass the salt shaker there, Tad?
Yeah, got it, buddy.
Salt shaker? Oh my. Officer, you're surely not going to...
Yep. Got this giant number from Mike and Pete the Pest Guys. They say it should dry these little buggers out.
Say, officer, I don't suppose we could maybe clean up the terminology and wordplay a bit? What do you say, at least for the sake of the broadcast?
What do you mean?
Well, I just think that perhaps it would help build trust between the police force and our listeners, many of whom have suffered their own mutations, if they could maybe perceive a greater sense of empathy from one of our town's patrolmen.
Yeah, gotcha. No can do, Whitley. Sorry, you give these streets an inch and they take a lot more than that. Gotta be tough, bud.
But you're Cupid, Q, the harbinger of love.
I'm the Mothman from planet Julia. I'm calling all my alien brothers and sisters to come on down. You're the next contestants to save us all from Cupid's arrows when he has come our way. Oh, bribing some Tide Pods and Koi.
Hey, listen, kid. Get your slug brother down from that telephone pole. I just want to talk to the two of you together. Come on.
You tell him, Slim Jim. You can't stop us, Q-Pig.
Okay, well, this is getting a bit too heated for the breakfast show. Now,
Jeez, you should see these freaks, Whit.
Tad, please, watch the name calling. Just choose better words.
Seriously, Doodle, they look like giant slugs.
Can you please just refer to them as the two young men, or something a little more civil? Suspects, even?
Fine, you should see it. These two young suspects look like freaky giant slugs. One of them looks like half Shrek, half Jabba the Hutt. The other one looks like half Jabba the Hutt and half, Shrek, I guess.
Ted.
Hey, Bitsy, can I throw some of the salt on them now?
No, Tad. I need to talk Big Boy down and get them together so I can sprinkle just a little bit on them. Should make them sluggish enough to get this giant finger trap contraption on them.
You keep your contraption away from us, you pig-head wiglet. You pig-head wiglet.
Yeah. Wiglet.
Now you watch your language, Sonny, and keep your tendrils to yourself.
Hey, stupid! Pull back your bow!
You know what, Tad? Give me the salt.
Okay, Tad, I think we should put an end to this segment.
Here's the shaker, Chief.
I am the Custard Man!
Oh, you dirty slug! You got custard all over me!
Tad, my eyes burn.
It's in my mouth. Oh, it's in my mouth. Oh, son of a...
Well, it seems we've lost the signal. Thank goodness. Well, I think if there's anything to take away from all this, it's... Well, it's that... I don't know. Tolerance makes for better karma in the end, perhaps. I don't know. This is Whitley Quickman, and that was Tad Bilchner. More news at 2.
WLFC, the voice of Mutant County, FM.